I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 27, 2026. The Kentucky Public Service Commission says that it will investigate the rising cost of electricity and gas for the state's residential customers. Curtis Tate has these details.
The Kentucky PSC Wednesday launched an investigation that includes all of the state's regulated electric utilities and its five largest gas utilities. The commission noted a nearly 22% increase in residential electricity costs from 2020 to 2025. The regulator has approved rate increases for most Kentucky electricity customers this year. It plans to convene a technical conference next year to examine the issues. Interested parties are instructed to file their initial comments by September 30th. Data center proposals and their effects on electricity costs have become a public concern statewide. The PSC is involved in the process by approving or rejecting data center electricity contracts. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Meta has agreed to pay $17 billion and add child safety measures to its platforms to end a landmark trial over teen social media addiction. Attorney General Russell Coleman says Kentucky will get $358 million of that settlement. Coleman was one of the attorney generals leading the multi-state coalition. He hasn't just sued Meta, he's also going after TikTok and Roblox in state court.
What we accomplish will protect an entire generation, and we're not stopping with just Meta. We'll use this landmark settlement to help make other social media platforms safer because every child deserves an internet where safety comes before profit.
As part of the settlement, Meta agreed to add various child safety measures that would limit overuse on the platform and give parents more control. One of Kentucky's Republican nominees for Congress is distancing himself from President Donald Trump. As Lisa Autry reports, Ralph Alvarado has scrubbed all references to Trump from his campaign materials.
During the primary campaign, Alvarado was President Trump's pick to succeed U.S. Representative Andy Barr. Now his campaign website no longer features an image of Alvarado standing next to Trump. Alvarado used the website previously to tout himself as one of President Trump's earliest supporters. A physician by trade, he most recently led the Tennessee Department of Health. The About Face follows Congress's decision not to renew Affordable Care Act subsidies and Trump's issuing of multiple executive orders calling for changes to the vaccine schedule for school-aged children. The Kentucky Democratic Party said in a statement that Alvarado is now trying to cover up his support for the president's policies that are, quote, making everyday life impossible for Kentucky families. Alvarado faces Democrat Zach Dembo, a former federal prosecutor, in the November election. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Lexington officials say they haven't lost much grant funding amid federal uncertainty. The city manages around $50 to $60 million in federal grants every year, which will help with emergency vehicles, housing, and roads. Aside from one-time funding to help with COVID-19 recovery, there hasn't been a dip, officials said on Tuesday. But Charlie Lanter, the city's commissioner of housing advocacy and community development, told council members that he's wary of the federal proposal that would make it easier for agencies to end grants for, quote, convenience. Grant-making experts worry that it will allow the government to end grants for political reasons.
It's really going to raise questions about the abilities of local governments, state governments, and nonprofit organizations to really help the government meet its goals, the federal government, as they shift to being more of an unreliable partner.
At the start of the second Trump administration, federal agencies began reviewing grants involving DEI initiatives and immigration policy. City officials say they haven't lost grants related to those changes. You can learn more on these stories as well as many others when you visit us online at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.